It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we discussed a little bit last week about the nature of plants and their abilities to kind of react to the weather, which is the daily fluctuation in temperatures as opposed to the climate, which is the total suite of temperatures over a long period of time. But the plants are in stasis. If you've been watching, as I have, many of the plants out there, you'll see that there are lots of them whose leaves are starting to break open, but the plants have just held. I mean, if you've been watching hazel, either American or beaked hazel, both of them have had green creases along the edges of their buds for a week and a half, maybe. And now I expect that within the next few days, those with the warming temperatures that are coming, I expect that those leaf buds will really begin to sprout and we'll actually begin to see leaves. Now, if you're keeping track at home, a bud is said to have broken, or bud break is defined as that moment when you can see the green of the leaf or flower below the, or in between the bud scales. And a plant is said to have leafed out once you can see the stem of a leaf. So, for example, if you're looking at hazel, as I was talking about, you will see bud break. The bud is broken. You can see this green coming out. If you look at a red elderberry right now, you will see that it's beyond bud break. Now it is leafing out, and the leaves are much smaller than they're going to be, but I can see the leaf petioles on most of the leaves that are coming out of the red elderberry. I can also see the flowers, which are developing nicely, so you can watch for that. So just a little understanding. And today is the 28th of, or 27th, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, the 27th of April. And on average, the trembling aspens leaf out on the 29th of April. And I would expect sometime between now and when we talk next week, there will be leaf out among the aspens, because we've been early all season long. The events that are taking place have been early. They are falling into the near average right now because of the cool weather we've had, but we're going to have some more warm weather, and I expect things to get caught back up and we will see some quick changes. If you're looking at trembling aspen right now, the males have shed their flowers, so you'll see those look like 3-4 inch long caterpillars, woolly caterpillars laying on your driveway. Those are the male flowers of the trembling aspens. The female flowers have gone beyond being flowers and are now technically fruits, because these are the sites from which the seeds will emerge. And those catkins on the female trembling aspens are green. And that's normal. There's a white fuzz left over from the structure of the flower that sort of coats them, but they have this shallow, pale green appearance to them. So if you're looking at an aspen today and you see catkins on it and you see that green color, you're looking at the fruits of the aspens, and they will be turning out seeds in the next week or two. That tends to happen about the time that leaf out happens. But what's confusing about the aspens is that they come on with this green, and if you're looking at a distance, if you're looking across a river or if you're looking across the lake and you're seeing a stand of aspens, you might mistake that green color for leaf out, but it's not. It's the female catkins that are giving the aspens a sort of a green color right now. So keep an eye on the aspens. By the time we talk next week, I expect that they will be leafing out. I've been listening to the frogs singing by my house, and the wood frogs have been singing for a long, long time. They started singing like 9 days ahead of average, but every time it gets cold, they stop, and then they start up again, and then they stop, and then they start up again. I'm expecting more songs of frogs in the next week or two. I expect that we'll continue to hear wood frogs, boreal chorus frogs. Probably, I hope to start hearing more peepers. I don't have a lot of peepers by my house, and I haven't heard any singing yet this year, but I expect that that will happen pretty soon. And the northern leopard frog is due to start singing pretty quickly, hasn't begun to sing yet. I've been watching the bloodroot in my yard. I have one patch that's right out in the open, and it has reached its peak of flower and actually gone into decline. It's got about approximately 25% of the flowers that are still in the patch that are still in bloom, but many have already bloomed and have faded. Other patches that are in more shady areas in my yard are coming up with flowers now. The other flower that's blooming right now is hepatica, and I had thought that I was going to have blooming hepaticas this week, and I don't have a lot of hepaticas on my land, but those that I do have are in shade and tend to bloom a little later than everybody else's. This year, the plant that I was watching, I came along the other day and I looked and looked and looked, and when I finally found the plant, all five of the buds that had been potential flowers were gone. The deer had come through and eaten them. And that always upsets me, but I guess it's fair play because at some point I will eat the deer, so it works its way around. Prickly gooseberry is starting to leaf out. Leatherwood, the lovely shrub that you find up on sweet soils. Not everybody's going to have leatherwood, but if you do have leatherwood by your house, you're going to be able to see it now because it should be full of these beautiful yellow flowers, and they are just gorgeous this time of year. The first flowers were only a day early this year, so it wasn't as though they were jumping out ahead of schedule. They weren't as early as some other events that took place, but the leatherwood is now in bloom. And the other plant that's in bloom that is even more rare than leatherwood is trailing arbutus. I have a patch that I have fenced off so the deer can't eat it, and I have four flowers that are open on it, so the first flowers are coming about on the trailing arbutus, but the real payday is coming in the near future. There's going to be a flush of flowers, and when I have maybe 15 or 20 flower buds on the plant, and when they're all in bloom, that's when I'll get down on my hands and knees and put my face right in there and inhale that wonderful spicy sweet aroma of the trailing arbutus. Another flower that's blooming right now or just beginning to come up is one called Northern Sweet Coltsfoot. And I recommend that you go to the KAXE KBXE Season Watch page and scroll down a little bit. Georgianne Maxson has a lovely picture of Northern Sweet Coltsfoot just on the cusp of blooming. And you might want to check that out because you may see this plant around your house and it will be pretty interesting to see. Trailing arbutus, I happen to talk about it. It's 2 days early on its blooming. I found Pennsylvania sedge in bloom around my house. I see that also on the Season Watch page that the woodrush has just begun to bloom, so you might want to get out and check out the woodrush. Among the birds, huge flocks of robins, couple hundred birds. I was doing this trail that I walk that I do my phenology on, and I could hear all of these birds singing in the trees, and I thought, what on earth is this? And I stopped and listened for a little bit, and it dawned on me, oh, those are the robins. Well, then I went over to my neighbor Marvin's place and scared up about 200 in his front yard. And Marvin and I have ongoing discussions about phenology. He's my phenology sounding board. And we talked about not seeing a lot of robins. I had an earlier observation. I had one singing. I had one come through my yard. But Marvin hadn't seen very many. In fact, none until just a week ago or so. And then we were talking about how they're, you know, he said, usually my yard is filled with them. Well, on Thursday or Friday last week, his yard was filled with them. And that same day, Marvin had seen one sandhill crane out in the field. And we take that to mean, that is, Marvin and I take that to mean that the one of the cranes is on the nest now. And that is pretty significant because every year we hope that they will have a colt or two and bring them out to the field so that we can observe them as they mature. And we think that she is probably sitting on an egg right now, or maybe more than one egg. We're hoping that she's getting herself ready. And speaking of sitting on eggs, my eagles, by dint of my observation of them beginning their sitting on the eggs back on the 10th of March, 37 days later, which is about the gestation period of an eagle's egg, that baby eagle should have been born about a week ago, maybe 10 days ago. And I have not yet seen it, but the weather hasn't really been that nice either. And I suspect that as things warm up, that eagle will poke its head up over the edge of the nest, and I will get a chance to confirm what I suspect. I heard my first bumblebee last Saturday buzzing around. That was 8 days late. I had a purple finch come to my feeder. I had a female northern cardinal come to my feeder. Now, I have had, in 40 years of living at my home, I have had one other visit by a cardinal. So that was a pretty spectacular moment for me, sitting there and having a look over at the bird feeder and seeing this giant red beak and this beautiful kind of gray tinged with red bird. It was absolutely stunning. And my wife and I were both thrilled by the prospect. Harvey Jader over in Bemidji reports that he has female red-winged blackbirds, and that's about right. It's about a three-week period between the arrival of the red-winged blackbird males and the arrival of the females, and the females are now back. So you might see these kind of brown birds with lots of sort of scallops of lighter brown on them. And those are the female red-winged blackbirds. Their beaks and heads look a lot alike compared to the males. So, but they do not look at all like the male red-winged blackbird. The white pelicans are back in the area. Lots of reports of those. The red maples are pretty much done flowering for the year, and male flowers are starting to fall off of the red maples, so you're going to want to check those out. The big tooth aspen, the male catkins on big tooth aspen are just beginning to distend and reach sexual maturity. In my yard, I can still see the red flower, which will open up and become yellow as the pollen begins to spread from it. But they are just getting started, as are the eastern cottonwoods and the balsam poplar. So you've got big tooth aspen, you've got eastern cottonwood, and you've got balsam poplar all beginning to flower now. And the trembling aspen were flowering 3 weeks ago. So lots of things going on there. Boy, if you have a weeping willow near you, or if you're driving along this morning and you see a tree that looks kind of a bright chartreuse, sort of a mixture of yellow and green, it's probably a willow of one species or another. There are only a couple of tree species of willows in Minnesota, peach-leaved and crack willow, and then the weeping willow, which is an introduced species. But all three of them are bright yellow with green highlights, and because the leaves are just starting to come out on those willows, and that's making them really, really chartreuse in color, hard to miss if you're driving down the road. I was coming in from a day of work at the bog this past weekend. I think it was Saturday, and I saw a red-tailed hawk out in the field with a crow bugging it, and the red-tailed hawk was, like, ignoring the crow. Well, about 10 minutes later, I was in my front yard doing phenology, and the red-tailed hawk soared over my yard, quite low, looking for food, I suppose, and I pointed it out to my wife, and about the moment I pointed it out to my wife, in comes an eagle. Now, I don't know if it was dad or mom, but the nest is, you know, 150 yards to the east of where I live, and the eagle came in, buzzed the red-tailed hawk. The red-tailed hawk just kind of, oh, yeah, okay, I see ya. I'm not hunting your food. I'm not going to maraud your nest. I'm smarter than that, but the eagle wanted to be certain that the message was received. And so they're both circling around. It's a windy day, and they're not really working too hard, either one of them. They're soaring on the wind. And the second pass the eagle made at the red-tailed hawk was head-on. This was a game of chicken, if you can say chicken, between a red-tailed hawk and a bald eagle. But at the last second, the red-tailed hawk dove below the bald eagle. Otherwise, collision would have been imminent. And at that, the red-tailed hawk thought, oh, all right, if you're going to be that way about it, I'll move on. And he gradually paired off and went west from my house, away from the eagle's nest. So interesting little vignette of eagle and red-tailed hawk activity. One further note about the tree swallows, which were, I saw the first ones about 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago on a Saturday morning. And Marvin, my neighbor, saw them on Sunday, and then they disappeared, and we haven't seen them back. And that tells us that there's no food out there yet. The insects away from the water are not yet emerging and available as food sources. So they retreated to the water, the river or a lake nearby, and they will feed there until, I think, this week when the weather warms up. I would expect to see tree swallows again sort of soaring over the fields near you and near me. And if you have bluebird houses out, they're going to try and occupy one of those. So keep an eye. That's the Phenology Show for this week. As always, if you have comments, questions, or observations you'd like to share, we are anxious to hear from you.